WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. While construction of new freeway on and off ramps continues for another year, the Texas Department of Transportation says the latest phase is wrapping up. Sometime today, new northbound ramps will open between University and Briarcrest. On Tuesday, the northbound ramps will close between Briarcrest and Boonville, between Briarcrest and the Boonville William Joe Bryan exit. The northbound frontage road north of Briarcrest will be reduced to one lane. This phase will take until February to complete, weather permitting, and there will be a temporary closure Monday night starting at 9 in the northbound lanes to remove overhead signage. The Brazos County Commission hosted representatives from Union Pacific Thursday on the railroad's plan to build a second set of tracks south of Welburn. That may or may not result in closing the railroad crossing at Straub Road. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters says one of the options is the railroad improving two nearby crossings that will get more traffic when parked trains are blocking Straub Road.
And without improvements, the traffic coming from the west across the tracks to the east side will, in my opinion, will be much worse than what it is today.
Peters also hopes there is state money to add a turn lane along FM 2154 to accommodate traffic that is stopped when trains are moving through. UP spokesman Jeff DeGraff says they're after a solution that minimizes the impact and can make things work out for all involved.
We do have our needs as far as capacity building that we need to address, but we want to do it in a responsible way.
DeGraff says sooner rather than later, nearly 2 miles of track will be built that would park trains to let others in the opposite direction pass through. Viewers to newscasts on KBTX have started seeing anchor changes. General Manager Mike Wright says Meredith Stanchik is leaving the evening newscast the week of Thanksgiving.
She is the longest-sitting female in that chair that we've ever had in the 57-year history of KBTX. So to go be a stay-at-home mom is awesome, and I will never challenge that.
Wright says Stanchik will join Barbara Smith and Crystal Galney as fill-in anchors, and there's been an internal promotion for the next co-anchor of Brazos Valley This Morning following Michael Oder's move to Birmingham, Alabama. Wright says reporter Kessler McLaughlin starts his new assignment in a week or two. The 88th BCS Christmas Parade is now accepting entry forms. Co-chair Penny Zent says the 12 Days of Christmas theme should be a hit.
It really gives people many, many opportunities to be about as creative as they want to get.
Go online to bcsparade.com to fill out an entry form. The deadline is Friday, November 14th at 5 p.m. The parade is Sunday, December 7th. You can also find more information at WTAW.com. Missing from this week's local candidates forum were the incumbent state lawmakers seeking re-election. Their opponents did participate.
Among the questions, if they were elected, how effective would they be in Austin? Here's the unexpected response from Bruce Pugh, the Libertarian candidate for House District 14.
Honestly, I think there's a snowball's chance I'll win the election. But I intend to use this forum to propagate ideas, let people know what the Libertarian Party is about.
A more conventional answer came from Joel Shapiro, the Democratic candidate running for the District 5 seat in the state Senate, which is now controlled by the Republicans.
Being the minority party now doesn't mean we're going to be the minority party in the future.
Online at WTAW.com, you can listen to the podcast of the candidates forum. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 58 degrees. More news coming up at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, I am former Mayor Ben White, and I support Linda Harville for College Station City Council Place 5, along with my 5 former mayor colleagues. Linda has a strong commitment to neighborhood integrity and will manage our city's growth and infrastructure in a smart and sustainable manner, making sure that our existing neighborhoods aren't forgotten along the way. I encourage you to join me in voting for Linda Harville for College Station City Council Place 5. We need her leadership and insight. Learn more at Linda HarvilleForCouncil.com.
Paid for by the Linda Harville Campaign, Ben White Treasurer.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06 for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is time now to check your weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. To find out more, go to unitedroofing.com. And now the numbers, I believe, as Scott would say.
High pressure has moved into position over Arkansas this morning. We'll see sunshine because of that system. High temperatures today, 80 to 85. Tonight looks to be relatively clear. Lows overnight near 60. High pressure over the lower Mississippi River Valley will result in sunshine again tomorrow. It's warmer, 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night with low around 60. Sunday looks to be relatively sunny and warm. Afternoon highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Currently it is 59 at News Talk 1620, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock with the gang from College Station. Jay Bird Sokol, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
And your guest today?
My guest today, Gene Ballou from your College Station Parks and Recreation Department.
Gene, pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Before we do that, we have to get into why comets smell bad.
Let's do it.
He just vapor logged. Gene's like, what?
Because
we're talking about Park and Rec.
Because they haven't taken a meteor shower.
What?
What?
Wow.
You don't need to read the story now.
Thank you.
Moving on.
Thank you.
Just drop the mic. Walk away.
I get the same response at work. Go ahead.
They say the cosmic snowball of frozen rocks and dust, roughly the size of a small town, as described by NASA, literally stink to high heaven, according to scientists at Switzerland's University of Bern. Researchers analyzed the, quote, perfume of a comet, and its BO apparently is a combination of rotten eggs, horse urine, yeah, formaldehyde, bitter almonds, alcohol, vinegar, and the hint of sweet ether.
Mm.
They were able to surmise this because the gas emitted by the comet's head and what that would smell like in our atmosphere.
Okay, sure.
So let's talk about Pat Green concerts this weekend, shall we?
Actually, I think, and that is coming to Wolfpen Creek. It should be a huge concert, so we're excited about that. But Gene's here to talk about something that is near and dear to our hearts, as you can tell from our stature, basketball.
5 foot nothing and 5 foot one nothing.
Yeah, right.
So what's going on with basketball?
Registration is going on right now for our youth basketball ages 6 through 14. We'll have registration go through November 28th. That's $70 per child. The season will actually begin in January after the winter break. We also have a brand new program we're doing this year. It's called Start Smart Youth Basketball. It's for our younger ages, 4 to 5. The program is designed to give the kids the ability to learn motor skills and learn the rules of basketball before having to play a real game and being challenged in that environment. So it gives them
cool.
a chance to learn the program first. Both registrations you can learn more information about on our website at cstx.gov/sports. Also, I want to talk about our volunteers and our volunteer coaches. Most of our programs can't survive without our volunteer coaches, so we need as many coaches as we can get. The more the merrier, the more that we can have, the better the program can be.
Ballpark, how many do you need? How many teams do you guys support?
We average about 800 kids in this program.
Holy cow.
Roughly around 60 to 70 teams.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So we're looking for 60 to 70 volunteer coaches, dads, parents, brothers, sisters,
team moms,
cousins,
whatever.
Whatever you can find. We'll take as many volunteers as necessary, and you can learn how to be a volunteer on our website, cstx.gov/sports.
That it?
That is it.
Hey, Kevin, while we got Gene here for a second, I got to ask, who do I need to pay off so my softball team can get a win? Who do we need to talk to about that? Because we're having a tough time getting to W this week, the season anyways.
We actually
play Gene's team. I don't know if he knows that or not, but we play a co-rec and we are having it's a lot of fun, but yeah, we're not very good. So.
We have that tournament on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. So
listen, I'll take your envelope and then I'll see what I can do. How about that?
All right, Jay, that works. Thank you so much.
Our team will take a bride to take a dive.
Moved into position over Arkansas this morning.
Sorry about that. My finger at the board. Jay, what else is going on?
Let's see. We've got a week from today. We've got our Trick or Treat at Werewolf Creek event that Parks and Recreation is also organizing. See what we did there?
I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah, Wolfpen Creek becomes a Werewolf Creek. So that is the 31st, 6 to 11 p.m. at Wolfpen Creek Park, and it's going to be a nice event. Everything is free. safe trick-or-treating environment. They'll have carnival games and pumpkin carving costume contests.
So is it going to be interspersed around that trail that kind of walks through?
Yeah, it's going to be all through the park at, Wolfpin Creek Park, including the Art Center. They're going to have a lot of activities there as well. So complete details about that available online, cstx.gov/Halloween.
The Art Center, the green room thing?
No, not the green room, but the headquarters for the Art Center of Brazos Valley.
They're on the corner.
Yes, corner of Dartmouth and Colgate. That's where a lot of activities are happening as well. But you're right. It will be activities all throughout the park.
That's cool.
Yes, sir.
There's some fun stuff you could do in those woods right there on the corner, I'm guessing.
Yes, you're right. So, again, the details at cstx.gov/Halloween.
Anything else?
That'll do it for now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, I've got several pages here. So, yes, I could go on.
Well, no, we actually have like a couple minutes. So,
okay.
If you've got something else you want to share,
then I'll
fine.
Give another plug for needing volunteers to sign up to serve on our 2015 Bond Committee, Citizen Bond Committee, because in November of 15 on the ballot, there will be items likely relating to parks, to transportation, to infrastructure, and we need volunteers to serve on this bond committee probably for a period of about 6 months, maybe meeting a couple times a month. City staff will kind of facilitate that process, but we need recommendations to the city council as to what should go before voters that are needed for the future of College Station.
So basically lay out what we're going to spend the money on?
Yes, we do. We need that. So we need the citizen insight. You can find out more about it and apply at cstx.gov/committees. Really need folks to step forward and do something to give back and serve College Station, because this isn't just for now. This is for the future.
For a long time in the future in some cases.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And because we're growing, we're starting to talk about big, big numbers there.
Yeah, we are.
Lots of money.
And the deadline to apply for this committee is November 26th. So you still have some time, but you also have some time to think about it, talk through it, and see if this is something that you have time to commit to the city.
How long is it, like, if you were on that committee, how long are you going to be working a day or... I mean, how much of the time is it going to take up? Do you have any idea?
Well, each meeting is probably going to last, I'm just guessing here, hour, 2 hours, something like that. And it might be, say, twice a month. I think they need to fill 23 positions because it will be split off into three subcommittees. One may focus on parks, one on facilities, one on transportation issues. And then there will be a couple of people at the top of those committees.
Because all three of those things were not heated, but very discussed during the candidates forum.
Well, they were, because those are extremely important issues, and they are things that require. By the way, speaking of requirements, there really are no sets of expertise required to serve on these. We just need people who care about their city and care about how it develops in the future, and so that's why we need, folks from all kinds of backgrounds to be part of this.
Jack, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Gene, it was nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in, partner. It is 8:17 now. We're looking at sunny skies for the rest of the day. We'll top out at 84 tonight. Clear skies, 58. And then tomorrow and Sunday, exactly the same forecast as today. We're going to keep that beautiful sunny sky weather and 84, 85 degrees just a little bit. Currently, we're looking at 80% relative humidity. Winds are calm. And it is a beautiful 60. Here at News Talk 1620 WTAW. Dow Jones Report brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Stocks appear poised for a soft start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The future suggests stocks will start out a little lower after the market rallied in yesterday's trading. Amazon could be a drag on the market. The online superstore posted a big quarterly loss and issued a disappointing sales forecast for the holidays. Amazon has continued to plow money into its expansion plan. Procter & Gamble announced that Duracell batteries will be spun off as a separate company. P&G's adjusted profit missed forecast by a penny a share. Ford posted a bigger-than-expected profit for the latest quarter, and strong demand for shipping services boosted earnings at United Parcel Service. Sears says a crowdsourced financial news tracker got it wrong when it reported yesterday that 116 Sears and Kmart stores will be closed. The report from Seeking Alpha sent the Sears stock higher, but the retailer has since contacted the Associated Press, saying the store count was wrong. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Number 49. For the Aggies is kicker Josh Lambeau. He is 7 of 8 on his field goals this year, a long of 50. That's also his career long. He scored 54 points. Career field goals, 15 of 18. Point after attempts this year, a perfect 40 out of 40. Not lost on him, the support the team gets from the 12th man, Josh Lambeau.
Yeah, we definitely do. We know how important the 12th man is. I mean, everyone on the team really just really always loves playing at home. They love having the 12th man behind them. We love hearing the yells. We just have so much support. We feel so loved and so welcomed every time that we play here at Kyle Field. And it's great for me because I've played in front of stadiums of maybe 10,000, 20,000, and now just being able to play in front of 100,000. Every time we come home and play is it's pretty special to me.
Texas A&M field goal man Josh Lambeau. The Aggies are open this weekend. That's your Aggie report, and I'm Dave South.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Today, how America's technology is getting left behind on the world stage. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support, totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
We like to think of America as the world's most technologically advanced nation. But why is it that all too often, the United States finds itself falling behind? Here's a prime example. You'd think that the country that invented the internet would lead the world in high-speed internet connections. Most American homes get by with connection speeds of 20 to 50 megabits per second. Google Fiber is working to roll out their super fast 1 gigabit service. That's 1,000 megabits per second. But so far, it's only in 3 cities. Meanwhile, in South Korea, they simply will bypass 1 gigabit service and move directly to 10 gigabits per second, even in residential areas. That's incredibly fast. You can download a full HD movie in 7 seconds. At these kinds of speeds, you wait on nothing, except, of course, for that level of service to be brought here to America. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Kathleen celebrating 9 years as a breast cancer survivor. Julie, 3 years. And Erica, 5. And we're celebrating with them. Because the Breast Center at St. Joseph has been recognized as a nationally accredited center, bringing access to board-certified specialists, 1 to 2 day diagnosis, a dedicated nurse navigator, and the full spectrum of care closer to home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care closer to home.
Why wait for high-speed fiber to reach your business? At Aggieland Business Park, the wait is over. Right now, your business can join high-tech companies at the park, transferring gigabyte-sized files at the speed of light. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60, a customized facility at Aggieland Business Park puts you at the heart of the biotech revolution. So don't wait for high-speed fiber to reach your business. Click on AggielandBusinessPark.com today or call Jim Jett at 571-4341. That's 571-4341.
Josh, what are you working on?
Shotgun shells and clay pigeons.
Did you forget we sell chocolates, not sporting goods?
No, these are chocolate shotgun shells and chocolate clay pigeons.
There's always something new at the Chocolate Gallery to suit your Texas style. Flavors like Chipotle smoked chocolate, habanero, and even Dr. Pepper. And yes, chocolate shotgun shells and clay pigeons that make great gifts and cake decorations too. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit BCS. ChocolateGallery.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. It is 8:27, along with Patrick, who we'll hear from in just a minute, as well as Zach Taylor coming up in just a sec as well with the sports. We'll get, or no, actually we're done with sports, but we'll hear from Zach here in just a little bit anyway. Your forecast is gorgeous today, sunny skies and 84, and we'll get the rest of it right here, thanks to Barker's Heating and Air, their fall special now through November 28th. Lennox is offering up to $1,300 rebates on complete home comfort systems. That is his high efficiency heat pump and or air conditioning with a gas furnace and air handler. Barker's Heating and Cooling for more information. I'm having a Scott DeLucia moment here for a minute.
It happens to the best of us.
Apparently just me and Scott.
Well, oh, hey.
Let's try this.
I don't envy you at all.
Our Jerry, if high pressure will be locked in across the region the next several days, resulting in plenty of sun for today, temperatures are going to be anywhere from 80 to 85 through the afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, lows around 60. More sunshine for tomorrow. It's going to be warmer, highs be 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 60. Now with high pressure still in control Sunday, we'll forecast more sunshine. High Sunday afternoon near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all want our children to get the best education possible and become productive citizens in our community. Let's help our teachers and provide a safe and productive learning environment. Hiring more teachers and smaller class sizes will help us reach that goal. I'm Roy Flores. And as a Bryan School Board representative, with my 5-year plan, we can reduce class sizes, hire more teachers, and prepare our graduates for a more productive future. Vote Roy Flores. Last name on your ballot and your best choice for Bryan Schools.
Political ad paid for by the committee to elect Roy Flores, Ernest Nolan, treasurer.
With canceled health plans, rising premiums, and devastating cuts to Medicare, Obamacare is the wrong prescription for Texas patients and families. Thankfully, we have Bill Flores standing up to Washington and fighting for us. Flores has fought to reverse Obamacare's cuts to Medicare and worked to protect and preserve Medicare for generations to come. He's voted to put an end to junk lawsuits, and he supports real health care reform, letting patients and small businesses purchase insurance across state lines, making health care premiums tax deductible, and focusing on wellness and prevention programs. On November 4th, vote for true leadership and real healthcare reform and keep Bill Flores working for us. The Political Action Committee of the American Association of Orthopedic Surgeons, paid for and is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. 317 Massachusetts Avenue, Northeast, Washington, D.C. 20002.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Rick Hill, the voice of Olson Field at Bluebell Park in Texas Aggie Baseball. I'm also the Republican Party candidate for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. During my 22 years in CSISD, including 14 years as a principal and assistant principal, I made a large number of decisions requiring common sense leading to compassionate, fair, and firm resolutions. This experience will help me effectively serve our community. I'd appreciate your vote for Rick Hill for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. This ad paid for and approved by the Rick Hill for JP campaign, Paul Dorsett, Treasurer.
It's time to kick off another exciting season. Hi, I'm Tim Light, and with me is Bubba Dixon. One thing is certain, we have an impressive front line at Tom Light Chevrolet.
That's right, Tim. Half-ton, three-quarter-ton, and one-ton Chevy Silverados. The longest-lasting trucks. The experts say nobody can beat our team or our prices.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we make buying a new car or truck easy and affordable.
It's so easy. Just shop, click, drive. You'll do all your shopping online. We'll even deliver your new Chevy to your home or office. It's really that easy.
Let me tell you, it doesn't get any better, and with the largest selection in the Brazos Valley, you're sure to find what you're looking for.
Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer, Chevy, find new roads.
The clock's running out, so I'm going to call an audible. Here's our play. We'll keep prices low, give more for trades, and offer the best coverage in town with the TLC plan.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Today begins the next phase of the freeway on-ramp, off-ramp construction project. The Texas Department of Transportation reports the new northbound ramps between University and Briarcrest will open today. That means crews will be moving up to the northbound William Joel Bryan and Boomville exit. To do that, the northbound lanes will be closed Monday night at 9 to remove overhead signage. Union Pacific representatives met with local officials Thursday about the railroad's plan to build a second rail line south of Welburn. UP spokesman Jeff DeGraff says they're in the design phase of almost 2 miles of track that will run parallel to the main line. This also allows one of two trains approaching each other in opposite directions to pull over.
In this particular area, it gives us the proper distances between switch points that will allow for the best and most efficient way to allow trains to pass.
The so-called side rail may or may not result in closing the rail crossing at Straub Road. Also in the audience were nearby homeowners opposed to closing the crossing. County Judge Dwayne Peters visited with some after the meeting.
Several of them told me that they were happy they weren't in my shoes to have to, you know, try to make a decision on it. You know, it'll be a court decision about whether we do or not, but it's a tough issue, and there's lots of folks it'll impact.
UP has the options of making improvements to the track crossings at Dowling and Wade Roads, as well as financial incentives to the county. No timeline was set for the railroad to get back with the county commission, which will make the decision whether to keep the Straub Road crossing open. The longest-serving female anchor at KBTX is retiring. General Manager Mike Wright says Meredith Stanchik is becoming a full-time mother.
Meredith will be on standby and will be a fill-in anchor for us, so she'll join Barbara Smith and Crystal Galney in that role for whenever we need someone. Meredith is going to work through, I think, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so we're looking forward to having her for about another month.
While a nationwide search has started for News 3's next evening co-anchor, Wright says there's been an internal promotion for the next morning co-anchor.
Casper McLaughlin is going to be promoted into the co-anchor chair of Brazos Valley this morning with Kristen, and so we think it's a good combination. He's a young guy with a ton of talent, and we think he's going to make for a great fit and make the transition really smooth.
McLaughlin succeeds Michael Oder, who recently moved to Birmingham, Alabama. You can now submit your entry form for the 88th BCS Christmas Parade, but co-chair Penny Zent says your float will be sharing the road with some parade first-timers.
Got talked into allowing some camels to participate in the parade. So this is going to be the first and only time that we're aware of that we've had live camels.
Zent says the 12 Days of Christmas theme should spark creativity in float creators. The entry deadline is Friday, November 14th at 5 p.m., and the parade will take place Sunday, December 7th at 2 p.m. For entry forms and more information, you can go online to bcsparade.com. Should Texas legalize marijuana? That was among the questions asked of those running for the state legislature at this week's local candidates forum.
Matthew Whittington, the Libertarian candidate for State Senate District 5, began his response noting he has four children.
I think that all drugs should be legalized. I don't support doing drugs. I don't do drugs. They're a bad idea. But the negative effects of the war on drugs are at least as bad as the drug use, and it does not solve the problem.
Andrew Metcher, the Democratic candidate running for House District 14, said yes, if it's properly regulated by the state.
We can learn from the example of others. Colorado and Washington have both legalized marijuana and have not fallen into chaos. And I think that they've made great economic strides using that money. They put it a lot into schools. Their budgets have gone up dramatically. And I think that might be something we could use here.
The incumbent seeking re-election did not participate in the forum, which you can hear online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The development of two specialized Ebola treatment centers comes under debate as Governor Perry's Infectious Disease Task Force hears from doctors all over Texas.
Dr. David Lakey of the Texas Department of State Health Services explains the task force's new shift in strategy in dealing with Ebola patients.
The national strategy was that community hospitals would be able to care for individuals. Our experience here shows that strategy needs to change and that you really need to have some facility where you have folks that are specifically trained for this.
Dr. Joseph McCormick of UT Health Center Brownsville disagrees with that change.
What we're seeing here is the fear that we can't manage it under normal circumstances, and that's just not the case.
McCormick fears the new strategy will leave local hospital staff unable to deal with any cases. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 60 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news coming up today at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're new to town and worried about your accounts in distant banks, or if you're a longtime resident and have the same concerns, your neighbors at the Bank and Trust are ready to earn your business. As the largest locally owned community bank in the Brazos Valley, we strongly believe in our community. Others may claim to be local. We truly are. In fact, you'll find all of our banking centers right here in Bryan College Station and our world headquarters at 1716 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Looking for a local bank? Look no further. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning has a special floor coating that can improve the indoor health quality of all public buildings, including schools, restaurants, and government buildings. The ETS 180 coating eliminates contamination and bad odors, improves indoor air quality, and lowers maintenance costs. Learn more from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning, the finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com.
My friends at Gun Corps have a brand new location. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. They've moved, to Texas Avenue and Southwest Parkway in the same shopping center as Prospectors, right across from the Kettle. Same great guys, same great guns and tack gear, just more of it in a bigger, better space. There is one thing that's changed, though. They've changed their hours. They're now open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And when you go in to check out that brand new location, ask them about the zombie shoot going on at the Gun Corps training facility. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas. The new 2015 Nissan Altimas are here at Douglas Nissan. Packed with power, innovation, technology, and performance, Altima is the most exciting ride on the road. Right now, you can get 0% financing for 60 months and $1,000 captive cash on all 2015 Nissan Altimas at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Must finance with NMAC. Model codes 13015, 13115, 13215, 13315, 13615. 10 or more at this price.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:40, 20 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and time to check the forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof. Call 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Our area of high pressure will be locked in across the region the next several days, resulting in plenty of sun for today. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 80 to 85 through the afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, lows around 60. More sunshine for tomorrow. It's going to be warmer, highs be 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 60. Now with high pressure still in control Sunday, we'll forecast more sunshine. High Sunday afternoon near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 62 here at News Talk 1620 with Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucio along with Zach Taylor and Patrick Zeinert. Do you guys believe in ghosts?
I do.
I
leave myself open to the possibility, let me be clear.
Okay, well, you're not as big a whack job as I thought you were.
Oh, no, I probably still am, just not in the ghost category.
No, not me, no, not really.
Not at all?
Ghost spirits,
anything?
I mean, I believe that there's a supernatural world, but I don't believe that, I just don't believe that the dead can come back.
Okay.
But well, they don't come back, they've never left.
What are they doing? They just chilling?
Unfinished business.
Oh, I see.
You've been watching too many of those ghost investigation shows on Friday night. Well, I bring this up for two reasons. One, my girlfriend is absolutely convinced that she has a ghost in her house, and she thinks it's her sister who passed. And normally I would poo-poo it, but I've been in there once, and it's the only time I've had anything like this happen. We were both sitting downstairs, and there was something upstairs that was just moving around. And obviously, we went upstairs, and there was nothing up there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd never bought into it until then. Honest to goodness, I didn't disbelieve, but I didn't believe either because I'd never seen it. Well, if you do believe, then you're within 13%.
Huh.
So just in time for All Hallows Eve. A survey out on paranormal activity, and apparently, more than half of us believe in ghosts. People's dreams predict the future. 58% believe that. They either agreed or strongly agreed with that statement. 40% said it had happened to them. So they had a dream, and then it actually happened. Buildings can be haunted. 54% agreed. 13% said they've lived somewhere that was haunted.
Ooh.
Aliens are visiting us here on Earth. Any idea on the percentage on this? Because I thought this would be higher.
20.
Higher.
Oh, really?
35.
41%.
Ooh.
41%.
And you thought it'd be higher than that?
More. Yeah, I really did.
It's a lot of tinfoil hat wearing people.
I believe there's aliens out there. I mean, I believe there's possibly life elsewhere. Yeah.
Well, it's pretty arrogant to think we're the only ones.
I think so.
Bigfoot.
Nah.
21% said yes. And fortune tellers can actually see the future. 17% believe
in
fortune tellers.
I hope,
Madame Cleo.
I hope that keeps
going. Exactly.
Because she stuck around.
Call me now for your free reading.
Free reading?
Call me now for your free reading.
Yeah, see, I didn't want to go that far.
They were making like $2 million a day on that stupid thing.
It was ridiculous.
Really?
Jeez. Oh, okay. No. I heard this story the other day. She got paid $60 or $600. She got paid next to nothing.
Yeah, she did
for that commercial.
One or two commercials, and the company that did it was making a couple million a day.
Yeah.
In the late 80s, early 90s. But here's one for you. The old adage, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hell hath no fury like a woman that can't get money out of an ATM.
Ooh, what did you...
Because crazy in Florida is no more because we do crazy in China.
That's right.
28-year-old woman went to the ATM at the mall, and it wouldn't give her money. She has not been identified, so instead of waiting in line to use another ATM machine that was right next to her, she ripped this one out of the wall with her bare hands.
Whoa!
Ripped the ATM machine out of the wall.
Those cheap Chinese ATMs.
Now, it sounds impossible, but actually there's a video of her doing it. It was an older machine. The seal around it had given way. No money fell out or anything, but a bunch of receipts did.
Uh-huh.
Mall security showed up, held her there for a while. At this point, it's not clear what she'll be charged with, if anything, because she might have mental issues.
Oh, that woman was souped up, man.
And, well, it says she's off her meds.
Oh.
That's literally the end of the story.
Well, apparently she needs some more money to go buy some. Jeez.
Apparently. Bad combinations of household products. I run into this. I thought this was kind of interesting. Don't ever put together bleach and vinegar.
Okay.
Vinegar is a weak acid, and when you add it acid to bleach, it creates a toxic chlorine gas.
Oh.
You could burn your eyes and lungs.
I thought there was going to be like an explosion or something because I'm not going to lie. I was probably going to try that out.
A chlorine burn on your lungs is probably going to be worse than most explosions.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would probably say so.
Ammonia and bleach. Don't mix those. It creates toxic vapors. In the worst case scenario, it could form liquid heterazine, which can be explosive.
Oh.
There's a trend here. Don't mix anything with bleach. Rubbing alcohol and bleach. It creates chloroform.
Whoa.
And hydrochloric acid. And don't try it for fun because you saw someone chloroform somebody in the movies. It can kill people.
You're going to chloroform yourself?
Yeah. I'm sleepy. Hydrogen peroxide and vinegar. Don't know why I stumbled on that. Produces another acid, which is corrosive and can scar the skin, eyes, and linings of the throat and lungs.
Oh, goodness.
So don't have vinegar and bleach, apparently, in your household.
Just don't cook and clean your house at the same time.
Baking soda and vinegar.
Yeah. I'll do that.
It says no. It's not a miracle cleaning formula. Both of them work great if you use them separately. Mix them together, and you end up with a water vinegar, and it's acidic, and baking soda in the base, so they neutralize one another.
Yeah, no. I wasn't going to use it for cleaning. I'm making volcanoes.
Don't use two different kinds of batteries. I'd never seen this before. It can cause a battery to leak and ruin your stuff.
Yeah.
Different brands will run at different times. So one battery is dead and the other is still producing electricity, and that can cause a corrosive leak. You've seen the one before. Any medicine in grapefruit juice, for whatever reason, grapefruit juice kills medicine.
Yeah.
Tylenol and alcohol leads to permanent liver damage. I don't know why you would, but Red Bull and milk.
Yeah.
Makes you sick, I'm sure.
Red Bull causes milk to curdle almost instantly. And if that happens in your stomach, you're in bad news.
Yeah, just eat the cottage cheese.
And ibuprofen and alcohol is the same as Tylenol and alcohol. Bad, bad, bad for your stomach and your kidneys.
Your liver.
And one more. Any antibiotic and dairy products, which I think we kind of knew that
one, too.
They
compete with each other or what?
Calcium and dairy products can decrease the absorption of antibiotics.
Okay.
I was about to blame Louis Pasteur or something, but I guess
it's all his fault.
Yeah.
It is 8:47 now here at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained new you dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained new you dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained new you dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kathleen celebrating 9 years as a breast cancer survivor. Julie, 3 years. And Erica, 5. And we're celebrating with them because the Breast Center at St. Joseph has been recognized as a nationally accredited center, bringing access to board-certified specialists, 1 to 2 day diagnosis, a dedicated nurse navigator, and the full spectrum of care closer to home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care closer to home.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Sunny skies for us today and 84. Clear skies tonight down to 58, and exactly the same forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Sunny in the mid-80s all the way through. It's gorgeousness. What temperature is it, Patrick? Oh, I think we lost.
He gone.
8 of the weirdest sick day excuses. I figured this would be appropriate by A, the way I sound, and B, the fact that I made you work on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
I just put a casserole in the oven was the number one weirdest excuse. According to CareerBuilder.com, 28% of us have used a fake excuse to call in sick to work this year. 31% of the bosses say they've tried to catch employees faking it. And 15% say they've even driven by somebody's house.
The bosses have?
Yes.
Really?
To double check on them. My favorite, I think, is my leg fell asleep in the bathroom. Then I stood up and fell and broke my ankle. Oh. I was at a casino all weekend and still have money left to play with.
At least I can believe that. That's honest.
I woke up in a good mood and don't want to ruin it.
Wow.
I got stuck in the blood pressure machine at the grocery store. I tried to dry my uniform in the microwave and it caught on fire. And I accidentally got on a plane.
Oh, accidentally.
Excuses not to go to work.
There was one time I lied about being sick to skip work, but it was because the day before they had me work a double when I needed that afternoon to go take care of some stuff it was prom at the time. I was in high school.
Oh.
And I needed to take care of prom stuff. And they said, oh, we need you to work a double. And I said, no, I have to go. They said, if you leave, you'll be fired because you're technically leaving your job. And I said, okay. I was a lifeguard at the time. So I was like, I'll stay. And then the next day, I am so sick. I cannot come in today.
Must have been that double I pulled. It just made me exhausted.
What happened? I mean, you were in charge of people's lives, Patrick. You were like the David, Hasselhoff. If you're not there, the whole thing just goes to pot.
Now, see, they closed the park down at night, so they got to reset the next day, and they could figure out whether they could use me or not.
Gotcha.
So if you think you might want to try and have a kid, they say the chances of fathering a child as a dad would be to drink beer, not coffee.
Okay.
According to Massachusetts General Hospital, a few beers a day increases your chance of having a baby. However, drinking coffee is bad for that.
Huh.
So just, by the way, if that's something that you're working on in your life.
It seems like the alcohol would have negative effects, but I know beer has a little bit of protein in it, so maybe the body just utilizes it.
I don't know. But since we're talking coffee, a Swiss retailer has apologized for putting the face of Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini on coffee creamer lids.
Why? Who says that's a good idea?
Migros said an unfortunate string of errors led to the images of the Nazi dictator and the Italian fascist being put on the lids.
It would have to be a string of errors. God, that's not just one. Oops.
Yeah, how many proofreaders went, that's fine.
Yeah.
You got any more of that Der Fuhrer creamer over there?
At a certain age, they may not even know who those people are.
Executives promised to withdraw the creamer lids from cafes and restaurants to which they'd been sent. Well, yeah.
Whoops. And they're not real big fans of Nazi Germany and Switzerland.
No.
Either.
Well, actually, they were. They made a lot of money on the Nazis.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I need
Swiss
to say.
Banks allowed a whole lot of
money. Yeah, okay, I believe that.
And stuff during World War II. I'm sort of a buff on that kind of stuff. Okay, fine. Hang up. I didn't want to talk to you anyway. Well, I was going to answer the phone and they hung up. If you're interested in being in the Game of Thrones, soap opera with swords, 86,000 people have applied for roles.
Jeez. Wow.
The HBO fantasy hit production is enjoying an overwhelming response since filming had started when the local production company put out a casting call for some 600 extras for a key battle scene.
Oh.
86,000 people applied.
Jeez. Oh, there I am, dead person number 598.
I could be a Lannister, maybe. I mean, I've got the hair color. I don't know. You don't even watch it, do you, Kevin?
No, I don't.
Oh. Patrick does. Patrick watches.
I do, but you never pay your debts.
Glazed over.
That is true. I borrowed a quarter the other day. I haven't gotten back to you yet.
Speaking of being glazed over, J.K. Rowling is upset. Her next book will not be a romance novel. The Harry Potter author used Twitter to clear up the air about the latest slew of rumors about her upcoming project, saying, quote, there's a story in today's mail that I was at a London bar celebrating the handing in of my romantic novel. It is incorrect. It is not a romantic novel.
Is this the one that she's writing? I forgot what the name of it is, but it's like
No, she's already come out with that one. It was kind of like a side part to Harry Potter, I guess. But now...
I think she was working on that one.
Okay. All right. I forgot what the name of it was, but it was something to do with Harry Potter, at least kind of that magical world. But, I mean, everybody's writing romance novels and shows and stuff about vampires love stories. So, I don't know.
Well, the whole Hunger Games thing and everything else.
Yeah. So... Who knows? J.K. Rowling.
She needs more money.
Books. Right. I mean, if you're the author of all the Harry Potter books, why not just go ahead and just take your cash and chill on an island?
Yeah,
somewhere,
go buy an island.
Right.
Oh, the two of you, I'm kind of feel like Scott here, but the two of you probably, do you know the Archies?
Yes.
Well, Fox is working on picking up a series based on the Archies comics.
Really?
Developing it into a one-hour drama called Riverdale. Riverdale follows Archie, Betty, Veronica, and their friends as they explore surrealistic twists of a small-town life.
I can buy that. Would it be said, I guess, in the later... what timeline was Archie in? Was that in, like, the 60s or the 50s or 60s?
Late 50s, early 60s.
Okay, so it'd be almost kind of like Happy Days, another version of Happy Days?
No, because they said drama, so it's not going to be a sitcom.
Well, that's the whole point of a comic is that it's funny.
Twist, drama's funny?
No. I meant like the whole point of the comic.
Oh,
is
yeah,
that
it was supposed to be cutesy.
Yeah, it was like humorous. Now they're gonna make it into a comic. It's like I don't know, turning something really funny into something really serious.
Well, they said they're gonna explore the surrealistic twist of a small town life in addition to the darkness and weirdness bubbling beneath Riverdale's wholesome facade.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. Coming back, though, with You Can Find Your Soulmate at the Wallatorium.
Solid. Try that one out.
Now you can get a taste of New Orleans tradition at your nearest Subway restaurant. Add a flavorful muffalata relish to a Subway spicy Italian, a cold-cut combo, or an Italian BMT. Muffalata, ground olives and veggies with the perfect blend of spices and seasonings is available on our New Orleans Trio, but only for a limited time at participating Subway locations. So order an Italian favorite and spice it up right with muffalata, a New Orleans original. Subway, eat fresh.
You two are eating burgers instead of Subway sandwiches?
Hey, bathing suit season's over.
Yeah, but Halloween's coming.
What's that?
Gotta get in shape for all the costumes, like attractive nurse, sassy teacher, foxy fullback, and Viking princess warrior.
Can I go as Mr. Viking princess warrior?
Whatever you're getting fit for, start at Subway with delicious low-fat subs like the protein-packed turkey breast with your favorite veggies. Subway, eat fresh.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional info and include Subway Fresh Fit subs into your low-fat, well-balanced diet and exercise plan.
Hunting season is around the corner, and the place for supplies is Sioux Falls Prater. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater and get 5% off on all gun safes in stock. Check out their Yeti coolers and their line of attachments for your ATV, like gun racks, winches, toolboxes, halogen lights, and more. Need equipment for that last-minute cleanup at the lease? Sioux Falls Prater has steel products like chainsaws and trimmers. And for those really big jobs, they're your John Deere dealer for tractors, shredders, and food plotters. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity that you can afford on Highway 21 West.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We'll check a quick weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation. Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations. For more, go to anchorfoundation.net.
High pressure has moved into position over Arkansas this morning. We'll see sunshine because of that system. High temperatures today, 80 to 85. Tonight looks to be relatively clear. Lows overnight near 60. High pressure over the lower Mississippi River Valley will result in sunshine again tomorrow. It's warmer, 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night with low around 60. Sunday looks to be relatively sunny and warm. Afternoon highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 62 here at News Talk 1620. You heard of missed connections on Craigslist?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. The most frequent misconnection, according to Slate.com.
Oh,
Walmart.
Yeah.
People see people they want to meet in the Walmart more often than any place else.
Well, you know.
All right. Time to wrap it up. Go home. Anyway.
What a great note to end
this,
on.
This date in history, 1861, the first transcontinental telegraph message from President Abraham Lincoln was sent. 1939, nylon stockings were sold publicly for the first time. 1940, the 40-hour work week was put into effect in the United States of America.
What's that like?
And supersonic travel ended between the coasts because the supersonic jet quit.
Oh.
They decided not to do that anymore. Oh. Have a great weekend. Newstalk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.